digging deep through his record crates. It's DJ Ralphie. Playing the hottest music. Ralphie Radio.
Welcome to Ralphie Radio. It is the weekly Kiwi Picks podcast. Got a chocker full of a show today with Chris Bates waiting in the sidelines. We also have Charles Cooley, so double trouble today. First of all, we're going to open with a New Zealand track by Luca George. As recommended by Chris, it's Somebody New. Keep it locked, ralphie.co.nz.
Blank slate, trace the outline of my blank face. I think you lost me in the landscape. I think you want me in the worst way. Soft touch, sour taste you give me, head rush. I like to think that you were good enough. I liked you less than the idea of us. You're so buff, you're so cool, you're so kiss me after school. Always late to the party, think it's funny to be rude. You're so nice to my parents, cause you paint over the truth. Yeah, I want someone like you, but I want somebody. You. I want somebody. Can't love. Life is like a pain. You said it's more about how you frame it. It's so frustrating. You say the stupidest things sometimes. You're so buff, you're so cool, you're so kiss me after school. Always late to the party, think it's funny to be rude. You're so nice to my parents, cause you paint over the truth. Yeah, I want someone like you, but I want someone.
Tuned into Ralphie Radio Kiwi Picks podcast. We do have Chris Bates up very soon. We see you just joining us in the chat rooms now. So we're going to play one more song before we get the all-star lineup with the show today. Double trouble with a couple of guests on the podcast. Mousy New Zealand has that The Bench.
He told me I was funny, he liked my company. He said I should have been a boy so he could hang with me. My heart sunk in the dark, my face was blushing red. I was sitting on the bench, soaking what he said. I see another kind of world when I'm with my steamy friend. I just want to have a good night, but silly boys start lurking in. Everything she has to say, they're eyeing up her face. And I'm left sitting on the bench, staring at my face. myself down on the couch.
Welcome everyone to the show that is dedicated to New Zealand music. You just heard the sounds of Mousy, actually featured on the NZ On Air New Tracks compilation with their debut record. The artist is Serena Close, also known as Mousy. Now let's get to the feature show right now. Chris, welcome to the show, mate.
Hello, I've missed you. How are you?
Yeah, we've missed each other, and I see you've already proposed to me in the chat room as well.
Yeah, and I see that you haven't answered yet.
I'm going to have to check if this arrangement works between my wife and you. It's a little bit difficult when there's three people in a relationship.
That's true. That's fair enough.
I think that was me slightly.
You generally try, you know what I mean? So it's like I tried.
I know, that was unfortunately me turning you down in terms of a marital relationship. But we have other relationships, you and I. We have a really cool musical bond relationship, you see.
You have another guest there, so if I gap now, it's okay?
No, wait, we haven't even said anything to you yet. Yes, okay,
true.
But
sorry,
I know, yeah, I suppose. Let's start the show again on a good note. Chris Bates, welcome to the show. Always love having you on the podcast because you're so prolific with your songwriting. Like, it just comes out of the ether, and every now and then, a couple of months later, boom, Chris Bates has a new song. How do you do it? What's your secret? What's your secret sauce with creativity?
Honestly, it's very cool that you say that because I was literally having this conversation the other day because I see people like, for example, one of my friends posted on the Instagram story the other day, they were like, long story short, they were doing like a Q&A, you know how you can do Q&As, and someone asked them the cue of like, what are your goals in music? And one of my friends was like, I want to release as much as Chris Bates because he's always releasing. And I was like, no, I'm not though. I feel like I take forever. And then you say stuff like that and I'm like,
Well, I think it's
so weird.
It's must be this magic trick that you have going on because I feel like maybe it's your release schedule or something. It feels like you're always doing something, I guess, is what I'm saying, which is great because every time, I just love your music, Chris. You know this, I know this, but the whole world should know this. Chris Bates is one of the greatest pop princesses of New Zealand. Yeah. Let's hype you up there. Anyways, tell us about your new single. Saw it pop up in November. No Hard Feelings, which is the topic of my relationship tape, especially when someone proposes to me in the chat room. No Hard Feelings. Tell us about it.
That's what it's about.
It's from the last podcast, isn't it? You're like, you know, Ralph.
It was about this podcast. But I just have really good foresight.
Yeah.
And also, it was about, another relationship, theoretically, in 2019 that broke up, theoretically, about that.
Was it in November?
Yeah, I literally. Yeah.
Mm.
I'm not a liar. It was in November. Yeah. I lucky have like two other songs that have the word November in it as well, and I'm like, how many can I release?
Your next single is going to be December, January. Actually, there is an artist out there. I think she's a jazz singer, and she doesn't have one on every month, but she has one for every season. She's got like winter, autumn.
Wow.
There's a jazz singer from, I don't know when. There's so many jazz singers.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do one for every month and day. 1st of January, 2nd of January, 3rd of January, or every day in the year.
Or there's this guy, I think the guy that has the World Guinness Book of Records, he writes a song a day, like 365 days. And one of his best songs is actually about how he's selling his bed from IKEA. Have you heard that one?
No, but I want to.
He's like, buy my bed. Buy my bed. It's from IKEA. But yeah. Basically what he was saying is, you know, 365 days to have a song release schedule is quite, you know, quite the challenge, and that he expects like 20% of it to be gold. I feel like you are writing a lot behind the scenes and that we are only hearing the 20% gold. Would that be right? Or are you just like, everything I touch is magic, Midas touch? What's your secret? Because every song does sound amazing.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. I don't know what the percentage is, whether it's like 2%, that's okay. And then the percentage that I release is like 0.0000%. Probably like, there's a lag, I call it like a lag time. So I'll write a song, and then right now my lag time is like almost a year. So I'll write a song, and then it usually comes out like maybe like 8-9 months after that. And then there's some that kind of fall along the wayside. But I feel like the way I look at it is those songs, it kind of took me writing all those songs to write the ones that I do want to release, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's definitely way more songs that I haven't released than I probably won't release. And I know that a lot of artists are like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm glad that the ones I released.
Well,
I'm glad that you like them.
I do. Let's get straight into the music. We have a short, sharp, snappy podcast today. Chris Bates is opening the show. We also have Charles Cooley in the lineup today. But Chris, congratulations on the music, as always. Love you to bits, mate. And tell us where we can find your music. ChrisBates.co.nz.
Oh my gosh, Ralph. You're pretty cool. You can find me on all of my apps on Instagram and Facebook and everything is It's Chris Bates. Gabriel Bond just joined the chat. I hate that guy.
I need to get this guy on the podcast. Gabriel, message me now.
Guy. I don't know what to do. Not good. I didn't write November with him, but I wrote like everything that I'm going to release next year, I wrote with him. So
really?
He is good. Yeah, legit.
That is quite the super troop right there. I feel like that's a Beatles kind of, you know, chemistry going on right there. So both great songwriters. Gabriel Bond, please message me. Want to get you on the show soon. Actually, I've been replaying your last live stream that I saw on Instagram with Gabriel. I've been playing that as a radio linker. And it's really funny because Gabriel was like telling you, oh, just say you're listening to Ralphie Radio. And you're like, oh, you're listening to Ralph Radio. It's like, couldn't get the E. So anyways, that does play on the radio station. Hey guys, we are streaming on Ralphie. Yeah, legit. We're streaming on ralphie.co.nz, but also a lot of video platforms today. So thanks so much for joining us. This is our feature song for today. Chris, I know you got a gap. You've got a studio booking with Kanye West. Best of luck with that. I hear he's a bit of a gold digger, to be honest. Yeah, who knows? Maybe you could propose to him.
Nah, I propose to you. Like, I think very intentionally about who I'm going to propose to. I'm still hurt, but we can remedy it by me coming on again sometime.
Okay, well, you can't release another song called November because it's November already and you've got the song November, No Hard Feelings. We know that's about the last podcast. So maybe you'll have a November 2. November, like the Roman numerals, but
we're in November now. Yeah, it'll be November 15th is what it will be called.
But tell you what, I'm glad I'm a source of inspiration, but really, we know that it's just all you. But congratulations on the record. Check him out, chrisbates.co.nz. He's got a very busy schedule today. And Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to play your tune now. Keep it locked, everybody. This is Chris Bates, November. Remember to check him out, chrisbates.co.nz. No hard feelings, Chris. Love you. Thanks for joining us. Oh my God, it's Chris Bates. You're tuned into Ralphie Radio, everybody.
Trying to forget about us.
Beautiful.
Trying to remember who I used to be. I don't remember. Guess I've been questioning, thinking about these things. What did I used to be? I don't remember.
Tuned into Ralphie Radio. It's the weekly Kiwi Picks podcast. That was Chris Bates with Bang Smack, another single right there. November, No Hard Feelings. Check him out, chrisbates.co.nz. We're on to our next guest now. Welcome, Charles, to the show. Welcome, Charles Cooley.
Hey, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Thanks so much for your patience today. Let's get started with plugging your tune. We've got a Hold Me Back lined up. Tell us about your music, man.
It's pretty old school. It's very acoustic focused. Kind of got back into it again around about July, but with lockdown, I got a lot more time and suddenly was really prolific with the music. Was just writing and writing and writing, and I'm still going. I put out an album online beginning of November.
Nice.
And I'm like halfway through another one. So I'm just writing and writing. But it's not, I wouldn't say it's high quality in regards to sound. It's just, I just want to get the songs out there and get them out of my system. And if I can, you know, hit a nerve with someone out there, then I've done my job. That's kind of what I'm aiming at.
It's all good. Well, this is the platform to be in. Hold Me Back, what's that about?
Mistakes. Basically, sort of how I make a lot of mistakes as a person, like we all do, but also how on a global scale we all make mistakes and continue to make them. And it's really just about asking someone to hold you back from making yet another mistake, trying to put your hand out and sort of say, help me out, I keep screwing up, I don't know how to stop, sort of thing. And it's also, in a way, it's like a reflection of the world, the way it is as well. So it's, I wouldn't say it's political, but there's a hint of that in there.
Interesting. Why do people make mistakes? I mean, what is it about it? Give us some insight on your thought process.
In regards to why people make mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, is it a good thing?
I just think it's something we're good at. I mean, some people learn from them, and that's you know, the whole concept. People say, you know, you've got to make mistakes to learn from them. But the song's more about not learning from mistakes. And I guess from the political side of things, it's like, I don't believe we've learned from any mistakes that we've made on a global scale, on a political kind of scale.
Interesting.
But I don't want to play that part of the song until it's, you know, so much. It's more about me continuing to make the same mistakes, but better. Like the first line of the song, I keep trying to make better ones. So
That's really good.
Rather than learning from the mistake, you make the mistake better.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's quite powerful, actually. And we'll come back to you and have a wee bit of a chat. You also, Christmas is around the corner, so you actually pumped out a bit of a Christmas song.
Yeah, thanks to my brother-in-law, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to play that straight afterwards as well. So it's back-to-back of Charles Cooley music. This first track for the showcase is called Hold Me Back.
Another stupid mistake. I just keep trying to make better ones. We paint the same old landscape. Stuck my foot right in. I didn't think before I said it aloud. I should be growing up, but I don't have much luck thinking like the older ones do. All I know is I need somebody. All I know is I want someone. All I know is I need somebody to hold me back. Here I am again, picking up the parts of 7 years of broken mirror glass. None of the pieces match, but I guess that's the catch. And the glue's already set in the tube. All I know is I need somebody. All I know is I want someone. All I know is I need somebody to hold me back. Just hold me back. They gave me nothing, now they want it back. I hit the road, but my tires are flat. There's no escape from this bad, bad luck. I'm still alive and that should be enough, oh yeah. We'll be right back. cool again. Need another friend, but I don't think they can identify with my crazy ways. And it's an epic fail to keep thinking like the younger ones do. All I know is I need somebody. All I know is I want someone. All I know is I need somebody to hold me back, yeah. All I know is I need somebody. All I know is I want someone. All I know is I need somebody to hold me back. Just hold me back. You gotta hold.
Welcome, everybody, to the Ralphie Kiwi Picks podcast. Just got to update you with the schedule because it's, you know, the busy time of the year and it's coming to Christmas. I am also a new dad as well, so I've realized that I've been a podcasting maniac recently, but I actually need to catch up on some sleep. So basically, with the schedule, we've been going Mondays and Tuesdays every week. 7 p.m. But as of next week, we're actually consolidating that to just Tuesdays only. 7 p.m. still, but just, yeah, we're dropping the Monday. But also, yeah, check it out. All the podcasts are going to be available as downloads anyways. And the good thing about Tuesdays is we actually simulcast to a couple of radio stations, not just ralphie.co.nz. We will also be simulcasting on upfm.co.nz, which is another radio station, and then all the video platforms. So YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, DLive, Odyssey, all that sort of goodness there. But remember, it's all available as a podcast download. Anyways, plug out of the way. Charles, I'm in the plug mood. So give us a plug. Give us the plug. Where can we find your music?
Just look up Charles Cooley on either Spotify, all the mains are Spotify, iTunes. You can catch me on Instagram at Charles Cooley Music. On Deezer, Tidal, like all over the place. Like I'm just kind of scattergunning it.
Awesome. What's next for you creatively?
Well, actually, over the weekend, I wrote something that I feel has a bit more to it than what I've previously written. I mean, I've written a lot of songs in my time.
Yeah.
But this new one, I think there could be more to it than just another song.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess in my head, I always thought one day I'd write a song that would be, or I wanted to write a song that would be the song that would do something, either if it was, even if it was just small. And I wrote something yesterday that and recorded it that I feel I need to put a bit more effort into and maybe push that one. So I was going to just throw it out there, but I'm actually going to hold back a little bit longer and really work on the sound of it and get it really sounding good, and then see where I take it from there.
Well, you've hit the money with the next track, Christmas songs. Why are they good? Well, because we bust out Christmas songs every year. So tell us about this final track that's going to close off the podcast, by the way. So thank you, everyone, for listening to Ralphie Radio. You could have been doing something else, but you are here with us now. But, yeah, tell us about No Sign of Santa.
Oh, that's okay. I was chatting with my brother-in-law over text. He said, oh, no, you should write a Christmas song, just jokingly. And then I got off the phone and just wrote these lyrics. The song itself is actually on my album 5x5, which is the one I put out in November, in the beginning of November. I've changed the lyrics because I'm pretty sure we're still going to be in a bad situation towards the end of the year. And, you know, don't let any children listen to this song, but I'm not sure Santa's going to be around this year. He might get stopped at the border.
Exactly. So, he might be in lockdown. And, who knows, eh? But it is really a great time to be creative right now. And, anytime, man, anytime you have new music and stuff, just flick me a quick email. And yeah, we'd love to have you back, Charles.
Yeah, well, I dropped the new one today, actually. So.
Oh, well, let's schedule the next one for that. I'll text you in a moment and we'll have you back
for that.
Keep in touch. I've promised my wife that I'll do these podcasts short, sharp and sweet, because there have been times where I've been just chatting to people randomly for an hour and a half, and then I realize, oh gosh, I actually have a newborn kid and like work to do and other things as well. So yeah, just remember, guys, as of next week we'll be
doing... Have you changed nappies yet?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the job.
Yeah. You never have quite have succeeded in life until you change your own kids' nappies, because... I feel, you know what I mean, eh? But yeah, it's good times. You got kids?
yeah, just the one.
Just the one?
Oh, but, yeah, that's all grown cute. Up. Yep.
All grown up? Really?
Yeah.
Are they into music?
On and off. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, interesting.
I tried to get him to sing on something yesterday, but he was too busy with computer games, so.
Well, my son's only like 3 months old, and I gave him his first piano lesson, and three month old baby. So I was just basically holding his hand and playing the white keys on the piano, and I asked him at the end of the session, I was like, "So, what did you learn today? How was your piano lesson? What did you learn today?" And he just picked up my finger and he put it in his mouth. So I don't know if he took anything in, but. Anyways, it's good to start young, I guess.
That's how kids respond to you at that age. They tell you really where you're at.
Mm-hmm. If you have kids listening to this podcast, Charles Cooley has advised to get them to switch to something else. Maybe YouTube Kids, who knows, anything. Have you seen that, just randomly, there is a sensory vegetables video series on YouTube for young toddlers, and it's basically dancing vegetables with these big eyes. I don't know if it's cute or if it freaks me out.
It would freak me out, that's for sure.
But it keeps them quiet for like 20 minutes, you know? It's funny because...
The classical music with similar, similar kind of visuals. They used to show that, used to buy it on DVD, and that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's easy to judge other people with their kids, because before I had kids, I'd always be like, watch my friends, and you know, I'd be like, oh my god, how much screen time do you give your kids? And now that I have a child of my own, I'm like, screen time away. Make sure.
You're going to regret it, but it's the same for most of us.
By the way, disclaimer, you kind of have to limit your screen time in the world that we are living in right now. I advise to just recoup, maybe focus on something creative, like make music. And actually, I do advise to turn the screen
100%
off. 100%. But turn it on when it's Ralphie podcast with Kiwi Picks. Thank you so much, Charles. It is a short, sharp podcast today.
Thank you so much for
sharing your music. Really enjoyed that first one. It reminds me of British jingle jangle 60s music, actually, which I'm really into. So,
that's cool. Someone told me it sounded like Johnny Cash the other day. So
really?
That wasn't an insult either, I suppose.
But Johnny Cash, man. Johnny Cash is a legend. But thank you. Anytime you have music, please come back. Charles Cooley, I'm going to give you a round of applause. Thank you very much for joining us on the Ralphie Radio Kiwi Picks podcast. And we'll be playing your music on rotation. So thank you so much.
Awesome.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Anyways, guys, that closes off the show today. Thanks so much for joining us. Remember, Tuesdays now, 7 p.m., starting from next week, right through to Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, we're going to get you in the Christmassy vibe. No Sign of Santa by Charles Cooley. New Zealand music for your ears. Enjoy your day, everybody. Keep it locked on Ralphie Radio, streaming 24/7. If you've got your own music, send it my way. Chowder. Oh, Merry Christmas, Ams. Didn't realize you were listening in.
Not to you too, that's right.
Thank you so much.
Go back to where you came from, take those reindeer with you, and hey, mate, clean up that mess, would you?
There's no sign of Santa in my backyard. And all these lockdown restrictions make the Christmas shopping hard on me.
think we're all screwed. Yeah, there's no sign of Santa coming to your place. Oh, the reindeer going crazy, who's the guy with that mask on his face? And it's to me to say they can't race no more. What more? Yeah, there's no sign of Santa down your chimney stack. He forgot to bring his cell phone to scan in on the tracking app. And the borders are all closed. He got turned around and sent back all the gifts still in his sack, yeah.
Christmas has had to be cancelled this year. The Prime Minister has forced all shops to close early in December to avoid the Christmas shopping rush. There have been no further plans to reinstate Christmas as a national holiday. Children and adults will be carrying out their daily routine on the 25th of December. From now on.
You never believe me, no, you never tell. Invisible virus created as hell. The priest and the doctor, the government too. You better believe they just don't have a clue. And we're all locked up. Yeah, we're all locked up. Maybe Easter Bunny can't get through. Still 4 months to do. There's no sign of Santa in my backyard. No, these lockdown restrictions make.
Thanks everyone for listening in. Hear from you next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time.
It's a me, Mario. You know, in between plumbing and doing my hard work, I like to listen to Ralphie Radio. It gets me going.